Well, you make reference in 89, and that's when you resigned. There were several scandals involving players, including your quarterback, who was arrested for soliciting cocaine to undercover FBI agents. And so you resigned under tremendous pressure, obviously.
Yes, I call it the doping and the raping and the shooting, John. That's how I refer to it. I know no other way to say it, but that's how it happened. I had four players that committed felonious acts against society. I never thought I'd have to have in my playbook rules that said, don't shoot players, don't sell cocaine, and don't rape women. It's just something coaches don't think you have to do. That occurred. Four players were involved. And it had a tremendous impact on thousands of great young men that played at the University of Oklahoma that were outstanding athletes and students. They paid a tremendous price for the actions of four people. The cocaine incident was a sting. It was a setup of my quarterback. My quarterback was not involved in cocaine. He was from Lawton, Oklahoma, Charles Thompson. He was asked many times, as Charles told me, to make this buy, this arrangement, and he turned it down time after time after time. Finally, just to say he was going to do it one time and quit it and get it out of the way because it kept bugging him, he did it, and it was an FBI sting. They just wanted to get our program. I have my own suspicions who was involved in this. I wrote about my book. That was a setup, and the media was involved. The other were just stupid acts by individuals, the gang rape in the dorm and the shooting.
Were people out to get you, you think?
There's no question I had enemies at the end of my career. As I said, I've often referred to it as some of those in the media.
So then you had several years where you were not part then of the OU family. You were on the outside.
Well, yes, I was. And that hurt me. It hurt me more for my son, who came here as a player. And Doug Switzer was denied the opportunity to even live in the athletic dormitory as a walk-on. I have better feelings, still have better feelings about that today. But I've taken the high road in many ways when I see those people. I had an interim president and some regents that had hidden agendas that wanted to remove me from being the head football coach. My athletic director I had 100% support from.
And he was?
Donnie Duncan was my athletic director and one of my former assistant coaches. He believed in me. No one asked me to resign. No president, no interim president, no regent, no athletic director. It was my decision. I thought it was best for the program and best for me. I watched Oklahoma waller around for about 8 or 9 years in football. It didn't need to happen. It wouldn't have happened if I had stayed, and I believed I would have kept the players in state, and I was still recruited tremendously out of state, and we would have still won football games, and things would have continued. But my bucket wasn't full, and I wasn't up to it, and it was time to move on, do something else in life.
And by the way, they didn't have Barry Barry bumper stickers because you had it.
I licensed and trademarked that. They had the Chuck Chuck, but they weren't going to have Barry Barry on their bumper sticker.